It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to hear, learn and share the word of the Lord, and you are welcome. If you are indeed grateful to be alive today, I just want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the King of Glory and just tell him how grateful you are to be alive this morning. For me and my household, we are indeed grateful to be alive this morning. That is why we want to appreciate the King of Glory for this special opportunity to be alive this morning. And we are ascribing all glory, honor, and adoration to the King of Glory. So if you're just joining us for the very first time, I want to welcome you. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, a gathering of believers. And if you are indeed trusting God for the salvation of your soul, you are also welcome. All is welcome to fellowship with us. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell another person, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion to gather all asundry. And let's listen to the word of God today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you, and I do hope you are preparing to go to church this morning. Today we'll be looking at a topic in our Open Heaven that says, God's refining fire. God's refining fire. Our hymn for today will be taken from hymn 29 from our Open Heaven devotional. When peace like a river attendeth my way. When peace like a river attendeth my way. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 27 to chapter 29. And our memory verse will be taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than all gold that perisheth, though it may be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Job chapter 23, verse 6 to 12. Job chapter 23, from verse 6 to verse 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Verse 6 says, would he contend with me in his great power? No. But he will take note of me. There the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Look, I go forward, and he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he walks on the left hand, and I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take when he has tested me. I shall come forth as gold, my foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic says God's refining fire. Our Open Heaven Manual says, kings usually get the best of everything. Our God is the King of Kings, and he wants everyone who surrenders to him to be the best. To achieve this, God passes them through a refining process to make them the best that they can be. Just like a goldsmith puts gold through fire for it to come out purer, God will take you through a refining fire for you to come out purer and better. Are you willing to go through the refining fire of God? In John chapter 15, verse 2, it said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. May God bless the reading and the hearing of that word in Jesus' name. It continues to say, if you want to be a branch that is connected to the vine and bear fruit for God, you must be ready to go through a pruning process. It will be tough, but it will make you more fruitful. In the pruning process, God will take away things that are competing with him from your heart. He may ask you to stop wearing jewelry, not necessarily because it is a sin to wear them, but because they may be a distraction to your fruitfulness. He may allow persecution to arise against you so that you will draw closer to him. As you draw closer to him, you will become more like him and be more fruitful. He might hold some things back from you for a while to test your faith, so that you can become perfect, wanting nothing. James chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 4. At the end of the refining process, you will become so valuable that God will run over each other, that people will run over each other to favor you. Just like everyone wants gold in its purest form, you will become a spectacle to your generation. As everyone wants the best of fruit, you will have people from all over the world coming to glean from the great value that you possess. Those who successfully go through the pruning process of God become superstars in their generation because they carry great value that the whole world wants to glean from. They are problem solvers and people see them as blessings. Money is never their problem because their value attracts money from all around the world. They don't beg for doors to open to them. Their names open doors. Are you ready to be refined by God? Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please refine me and make me the purest and best version of myself that I can be in Jesus' name. Father, please refine me and make me the purest and best version of myself that I can be in Jesus' name. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has blessed you, kindly also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing the link. How can you do this? Kindly visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can share from there. You can view all our past and current open heaven devotionals. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station. Still on our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or you can also download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Till you hear my voice again, continue to remain blessed. Have a lovely day today.